Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, let's talk about postpartum. One of the most postpartum complications that you'll see on the boards is lactational mastitis. So what do we need to know about lactational mastitis? First and foremost, let's look at the signs and symptoms. How is it going to present? Well, we're going to have swelling because there's an infection there. We're going to have fever. We're going to have pain, swelling, erythema, warmth, redness. All of these signs and symptoms are going to lead to what type of a question? Select all that apply. Then you need to know the cause. What's the cause? Well, it's Staph aureus. Where does the Staph aureus come from? Two different ways. One could be from the baby because the nasopharynx has Staph aureus in it. And of course, they're breastfeeding. So there's a lot of contact there. Then also, we contain Staph aureus on our skin. So it also could come from the mother. So when that milk duct gets blocked, we get this engorgement of the breast. So what are we going to do? We're going to treat it with antibiotics. It's Staph aureus. It's a gram-positive bug. So with a gram-positive bacteria, what antibiotic, Dr. Z, what antibiotic am I going to give them? Depends. If I say the word depends, it could be the provider's choice. So is that a question that the boards are going to ask? No, that's what I call a rabbit hole. So now what are we going to do? Well, if a patient comes in and is complaining of mastitis and they've got all the signs and symptoms, well, let's get them started on antibiotics. Freebie question. Then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to educate them. What are we going to educate them on? Again, another select all that apply. Well, we're going to continue breastfeeding. Just because there's Staph aureus in there, it doesn't matter that the baby's getting it because the baby already has colonized it. Then we're also going to teach them proper technique. When there's not proper techniques of breastfeeding, that could also lead to mastitis. The other thing is we want to use soft, supportive bras. So we don't want the tight wire because that's going to increase that engorgement. Then also we want to use a warm compress to feed, to help it flow, to allow it the emptying of the breast milk. But we can also use cool compresses just for comfort to help with the pain. We also want to do supportive care. What is supportive care? How about rest, proper nutrition, hydration? So again, supportive care to help in this situation, but we also want to control the pain. And we control the pain with analgesics and or NSAIDs. So either acetaminophen or ibuprofen, either or are okay. And then last but not least, wash your hands before you breastfeed and after you breastfeed. When do we ever say the opposite? So again, a little recap, lactational mastitis. Know the signs and symptoms, know the treatment, know the cause, and know the education. So we got to select all that apply with signs and symptoms. We got a freebie question with if they ask what type of a bug it is, which is Staph aureus. The treatment, antibiotics, look for an antibiotic in there. And then lastly, educate. So I hope you enjoyed. Take care.